Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. If you like what we're doing, but you want to make the absolute best of our podcasts, sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English, and learn how to use our English language listening material to best advantage. And don't forget, if you like what we're doing, there are two things you can do to help us. Please recommend us to your family and friends. And also give us a review or a star rating wherever you listen to us. That will help more people find Adept English and improve their English language too. You know that sometimes I like to give you a podcast which will help you practice your vocabulary by discussing a topic that might be interesting anyway. I aim to give you podcasts sometimes that would have your attention, which you might find interesting, even if they were in your own language. Well, today's podcast, it might make you go, ugh. Let's see what reaction this gets. And I'm interested also, is what I'm going to talk about a problem in your country too? So something that happened in London in 2017, and which is a story that may make you go, ugh. In 2017, there were problems in the sewers in London. That's S-E-W-E-R. If you've not heard that word before, it's a noun. And it refers to the big pipes underground that take away your waste water. When you flush the toilet, let the water out of your bath, take a shower, or pour things down your kitchen sink. Well, it all ends up underground in the sewer. We would also talk about sewage, S-E-W-A-G-E, as the material down there. Ugh. And we talk about the sewerage system. That's S-E-W-E-R-A-G-E. Sewerage is an uncountable noun, by the way. The sewerage system also deals with rainwater. Another word in English for the same thing? The drains. That's D-R-A-I-N-S. Well, in the sewer system in the UK, there is often a problem with blockages. That's B-L-O-C-K-A-G-E-S. Meaning when something like a pipe gets blocked, stopped. So in 2017, the mother of all blockages occurred in a sewer in Whitechapel, London. And the blockage became known as the Whitechapel Fatberg, or Fatty McFatberg also. Whitechapel is an area in East London, and the word Fatberg is a new word, F-A-T-B-E-R-G. Fatberg was added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary in 2018. It's a compound word, so two words joined together. Fat, F-A-T, means grease, oil, usually hardened, and the berg, B-E-R-G, well, think of an iceberg. A fatberg is like an iceberg, but instead of being made of ice, it's made of fat. Ugh, how revolting. My daughter now rents a flat in Whitechapel, and I can understand why the sewerage system might be challenged in this area. There are so many flats and apartments in converted Victorian buildings, buildings which used to be warehouses. People living on top of each other in flats, the population is much denser, so I can imagine the sewers are quite full, handling the waste for so many people. And the thing about the Whitechapel Fatberg, as it became known, it was huge, massive, enormous. Reputedly, it was so large that it weighed the same as 11 double-decker buses, and it was the size of two large Wembley-sized football pitches. That's 250 metres in length. The Fatberg weighed 130 tonnes, and it was hard, like concrete. So difficult to move. But it was moved, though the sewer workers had to work round the clock to do this. Round the clock means pretty much 24 hours a day. Reported widely in the news, the Whitechapel Fatberg highlighted, brought into focus, a problem which at the time most people were unaware of. We put things down the sink and we forget about them. Thames water, that's T-H-A-M-E-S, like the River Thames. Thames Water is the company that covers the London area, the sewers and the water supply for the London area. And Thames Water reports spending over £1 million a month clearing blocked sewers. And it's exactly this type of problem. Lots of things which shouldn't be put down the sewers and a lot of fat which causes it. So what can be done? What can we do to help? Well, one of the things which most contributes to the problem are those lovely things called in English baby wipes. That's W-I-P-E-S. And to wipe something means you clean it with a side-to-side movement. Think of a windscreen wiper on your car, cleaning the raindrops off your windscreen. Well, baby wipes, notice a noun, wipes, has been created from this word, this verb to wipe at some point, probably by a marketing company. Baby wipes are little cloths that you use once and throw away. They come in packets. And originally for cleaning up babies' bottoms usually, but other parts of babies too, no doubt. But you can now buy wipes to clean your floor with, antibacterial wipes for your kitchen, or wipes to remove your mascara, your makeup. So the use of wipes has increased massively. Wipes are everywhere. You can even get them for your computer screen. And the problem is that people flush them away so that they end up in the sewerage system. Wipes don't break down. They're strong. They hold together. So wipes of various types contribute to blockages in the drains, in the sewer pipes. The other thing which is a problem, and perhaps we all do this as well, putting oil or fat down the sink in your kitchen. To some extent, washing away some fat is unavoidable. Whenever you wash up, whether you do it in your kitchen sink or you use a dishwasher, there's always going to be some fat from your food being washed into the sewer pipes. But that's different, perhaps, from pouring used oil down the sink or all that fat which comes out of a chicken when you cook it. Even milk or yogurt shouldn't be put down the sink. All of this fat leads to blockages. A few years ago, we had a blockage in the sewer pipe in the road where we live. And although it was quite, revolting, it was also quite a bonding experience with our neighbours. Everybody was out working together to solve the problem, move the blockage on. If only because it's quite expensive to get someone out to sort out a blocked drain. Apart from the jokes and the camaraderie, what I remember was just how enormous the space was underground, underneath the road at the front of the house. The sewers are huge and deep, much bigger than I'd imagined. And in the UK, they seem to be largely brick-built, so quite beautifully constructed, a piece of engineering. We and the neighbours did succeed in unblocking the sewer pipe ourselves, but it was a lesson too. Since then, we've been much better at not letting wipes or fat or oil get into our sewer pipes, and we've had no problems since with blocked drains. The Whitechapel Fatberg, Fatty McFatberg, was mentioned again in the news recently because apparently since the pandemic and the lockdown, blocked sewer pipes, blocked drains have become even more of a problem. We've been at home cooking more, creating more fat. And we've been home more, creating more waste, which ends up in our sewer pipes. And therefore there have been even more blockages to sort out, which water companies like Thames Water have had to work on. But, overwhelmingly, the problem is caused by wipes, baby wipes, floor wipes, anti-back wipes, etc. Over 11 million wipes are sold annually in the UK. maybe we need to think about not using quite so many. The Whitechapel Fatberg, or part of it, is now displayed proudly in the Museum of London, though I can't imagine why anyone might want to go and look at it. Much of it was also converted to fuel, to biodiesel, so I suppose that's a happier end to the story. But fatbergs cost millions of pounds every year, so perhaps we need to learn from this. Is this a UK-only phenomenon? Or do countries all around the world have these problems with their sewer pipes and fatbergs? Certainly in the UK, fatbergs are widespread, with very large ones having to be moved, sorted out in Liverpool, Belfast in Ireland and Welshpool in Wales. Interesting as well as revolting and disgusting. I hope so. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.